less messing with me over there. I told them this morning that song was in my heart all night. So y'all just give me a second. We give you say first, I grew up Baptist, and up until 4 years ago, I had never heard of Pentecost Sunday, ever in my life. I don't think the words were ever uttered, other than reading the scripture passage, but we didn't, celebrate it or acknowledge it as for what it was. And I prayed my little heart off last night. I said, Jesus, this is a holiday for you. You got to give me something. He's like, no, that's not what we're going to do tomorrow. That's not. So I said, okay. So what I'm going to do is start off by explaining how this came about. There's a song. It's been sang quite a few times throughout the years, but recently this young man named Kalante Gavin remade the song, and it's called Peace Be Still. I said, okay. It's to the point where I listen to this song every day. It's actually quite bad. And I suggest you listen to it for yourself. My brother Mike, he can agree with me. It'll do something for your soul, okay? So that's where we're going to go today. We're going to go with peace. Amen. So I'm going to ask y'all to open up y'all Bibles to the book of Matthew. That is where we will start. Matthew, the 8th chapter. As y'all know me, we're going to be hopping all over this wonderful book. So just try. And I'm pretty sure they'll have some of the scriptures up there on the screens. Amen. So, Matthew, the 8th chapter, 23rd through the 27th verse. I don't like the way this Bible reads that, so let me go to my phone. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. Amen?